neighbors.
Welcome home, neighbors.
Hello, neighbors.
We're listening from
Arizona,
Florida,
Maryland,
New York,
New Jersey,
Indianapolis,
California,
Utah,
Michigan,
Iowa, Massachusetts,
Georgia,
Canada.
Our home resort is
Animal Kingdom,
Polynesian,
Great Lake Tahoe,
Old Key West,
Riviera,
Boardwalk,
Alani Resort,
Hilton Head,
Boulder Ridge,
Copper Creek,
Grand Floridian,
Saratoga Springs,
Beach Club,
and Wilderness Lodge.
And you're listening to
my
Well, welcome home, everybody. My name is Chad Pennycuff, and I am your host tonight, at least kicking off the show. I'm going to become producer here as soon as we get everybody entered in, and I'm going to return back to my room because this is not a green screen tonight. I will prove this to you. It is actually here at Hilton Head Lodge. So I am doing the live and the pre-show countdown and welcoming everybody into the live, and then I'll be popping back over to my room where I can take the mask off and just serve as producer, because we have Gina is with us tonight. And so, Gina, how you doing?
Hi, I'm doing well, thank you. I'm excited to talk about Run Disney, and I'm wearing my Lead the Way Run Disney jersey today.
Awesome. Well, you and I are switching roles tonight once we get this thing kicked off, and I'm going to be back to producing, and we're going to have you participating in the conversation because I know you're a huge Run Disney fan.
I am.
And so let me bring back in our co-host Jake tonight. Jake, how you doing, buddy?
Hi, everyone.
We lost him.
And I'm back again. Yep. Happy marathon weekend. And congrats to all of our virtual runners and dopey runners for today who finished off their virtual race.
Oh, that's right. That was the virtual one as well. So we've got some live stream tech fail problems here coming in. It always happens in a live show, but you never know what you can expect, but you can always expect it to be fun. So let's welcome our other co-host back, Brad. How you doing tonight, Brad?
I'm doing good, everybody. I was wearing all my medals, but I was making so much clinking noise that I had to.
You could just hold them up for us.
Yeah, I had to take them off. You know, I don't want to disturb anybody. Trust me, I don't got near as many as some of you folks out there. That's for sure.
That's true. That whole medal collection thing is kind of a big deal in Run Disney as well. And so let me add another special guest, first time joining our show. And let's add in Amy Meeker-Taylor. So how you doing tonight, Amy?
Good. How are you?
All right. I am excited to have you here. We always love it when new people join the show because we always encourage members to share their thoughts, opinions, magical memories, and stories. That's what creates an interesting show. And we love inviting as many people in as we possibly can. So let me bring back into the show our newest member to the newscast team. And let's welcome back Vicky to the show.
Hey guys, how are you tonight? Good to meet you, Amy.
Hey, Vicky, I'm glad to have you back in here tonight. So with that said, Jake, I think you're leading the show tonight, right?
Yep, let's kick this thing off.
Okay, well, I'm going to go back into producer role. And before I do that, let me do an ad read really quick as well. So tonight's show is brought to you by our friends over at DVC Resale Market. They are the world's leader in DVC resales. I have just sent over like five or six people this week and heard glorious things back from all of them. Everybody over there is absolutely phenomenal and great to work with. The last person that I heard bought a contract through them was our producer for the Mouse Quiz show. So he ended up buying a contract to our buddy at Andy Berry there and just had a really enjoyable experience. DVCresalemarket.com, the world's leader in DVC resales. If you're looking to buy, hit them up. If you're looking to sell, God forbid, I know it has to happen. They're also awesome in that category. DVC Resale Market, let them know you heard about them here on the My DVC Points podcast. And I will turn the show back over to Jake.
All right, guys. Well, welcome to the show and happy marathon weekend. This was supposed to be the weekend of marathon weekend over at Walt Disney World. Earlier in September, we learned that it was converted to a virtual race. And we thought we'd come back in here and talk a little bit of Run Disney and give all of our runners who didn't get the chance to run there, give them a spotlight tonight. And I guess that brings me to our first question for the evening, and that is, what is your favorite Run Disney race? So let's go ahead and give you guys a background over at Walt Disney World. Currently, you have four different races. You have Marathon Weekend, which that will take place early January, which is also home to the famous Dopey Challenge. You have Disney Princess Half Marathon Weekend that takes place in mid-March. And you have Wine and Dine that takes place in early November, where you can also do the two-course challenge. And then, of course, you have Star Wars Rival Run over in early April, which will be going under a retheme in 2022. We don't know what that retheme is going to be, but we have those four right now. So let's go ahead and kick this off with Gina. What is your favorite Run Disney weekend?
So back in the olden days when Disneyland was opened, we had Run Disney before Galaxy's Edge. So our last Run Disney was actually 2017, and I had participated in three races. And they changed the themes. That was the Labor Day. We always have a Labor Day marathon weekend, and that changed themes every year, and we had the Star Wars Rival Run. And I had participated in the Star Wars Rival Run, the light side, and I did two of the Labor Day weekend marathon weekends. And I'm not wearing the shirt for my favorite one, which was actually the Pixar race, but I'm wearing my Marvel one. So Pixar was actually my favorite.
Yeah, I hope that retheme is going to be Pixar, because I missed out on that race in Disneyland, and I would have loved to have run it. And now let's throw it over to probably the biggest Run Disney veteran here, Mr. Brad Coates. What is your favorite Run Disney weekend?
Oh, so just so you know, I make it sound like I've done a lot here. Yeah, I haven't done much. Actually, I wrote down in the notes, I said, pick my favorite race. Come on, that's like picking your favorite child. I mean, really. But my most memorable, she just talked about it, was this one right here. Disneyland 2017, the final half marathon that has been run at Disneyland up to now, soon to be replaced by the next one, right?
Yes.
Yes. And this one was all the Pixar themed, mm-hmm. with Woody and all the gang. This one's so special to me because the whole reason I got into racing, I'll make it real short. The whole reason I got into racing was not because I like to race. I hate running. But my wife had lost a lot of weight and wanted to run. And I knew she would have the best of intentions, but she'd start training, but then she wouldn't finish and do it. And so I said, I tell you what, to make sure you do what you want to do and that you have that memory, I will train with you. We will run together. But she said she was going to run a marathon. I said, we're running a half. You're crazy if you're going to run a marathon, you know, for the first race. And so that's the most memorable one, because it was the first one me and my wife ever raced together. And it was pretty special.
Awesome. Yeah, we hear a lot. One of my favorite parts of Run Disney is hearing all of the stories. If you've ever been to a Run Disney race during the pre-show while you're waiting in your corrals, they always like to put a couple of stories in there and get a little bit teary, but I love it. It's just Run Disney for you. Now, Amy, our newest co-host for the evening, what's your favorite?
So my favorite was back in the day when Wine and Dine was still at night. Like, hands down, that was my favorite race. I'm much more of a night person than an early person. And I did that one for a couple years. You would start running at about 10 o'clock and it was a half marathon. And then they had a party at Epcot till 4 a.m. And they had, I think, 2 years in a row that were plagued by pretty bad weather. 1 year it just rained the whole time. And the second year we were delayed for the start. And when they finally let us go, we only ran half of a half marathon. They quit that one in, I think, 2015. So now my favorite one is probably marathon weekend. I just like that there's lots of different options. And I think I've found that the 10K is probably the 10K in January is probably one of my favorite races.
Got it. Yeah. The Run Disney Wine and Dine after party is a big reason why I really hope Wine and Dine happens in November. I've never done Wine and Dine. And that after party, I've heard so many good things about it. So hopefully it comes back. So, all right, Vicky, what's your favorite?
So I've only ran one race. It was a 10K. I really liked it. I am wearing the shirt. It was 2017, as you could see. So that's the last time that we had races is 2017. I was looking forward to run more, but that will be one day. You're making the Wine and Dine sound really good, or whatever that race is called. So maybe one day I'll try that one. But for now, I really liked the 10K because it was basically the entire resort here at Disneyland. And I think if you did a shorter run or a longer run, it wouldn't capture that exact magic. So any race, I think there was a race that was very popular called the Tinkerbell race. So they haven't done any of those, but hoping to do one. My next one I want to do is at Castaway Key when I do the cruise. So that's the next one I'm looking forward to.
Yeah, definitely the Castaway Key Challenge. I think that's something a little bit newer that Run Disney brought out. It's for those of you that don't know, that's where you run any distance during the marathon weekend, and then you book on a specific sailing. It's only one sailing where you run the Castaway 5K, and then you get your three medals. You get your challenge medal. That's a great, easy challenge.
Yeah.
And Brad with his 5K, he got to do it. I'm hoping to do it real soon. While I share my favorite, remember y'all in the crowd, give us your favorite. We love to feature you on the show and let us know what your favorite is. For me, it's a little bit difficult because I love marathon weekend and I love Princess Half Marathon weekend. People get a little bit confused on Princess Half Marathon. It's not just all princesses. There's a lot of other characters on the course. Actually, in 2020, there was no princesses on the course. It was just a bunch of rare characters, which I'm all for. So that's why Princess Half Marathon's my favorite. It also gives you the ability to do a challenge without doing the full marathon. You can do the fairy tale challenge where it's just the 10K and then the half, as opposed to marathon weekend. Your only options is pretty much Dopey or Goofy, and both include the big one, the 26.2 marathon. So that's why it's my favorite. Well, we got Marianne telling us that she is 30 days out.
Oh, nice. Nice to know. We're excited.
So feel free, guys, to chime in the crowd, and we'll be able to feature you. And then our next question, which is specific to DVC members, where is your favorite resort to stay at during these weekends? And this can be a two-part question because you have Marathon and Princess weekends. Those kick off in the Epcot parking lot. That's where that starts off. And then you have Wine and Dine and Star Wars, or whatever Star Wars will be. That kicks off in the TTC or Magic Kingdom parking lot, except for the 5K. So your answers could be a little bit different. But before I do that, let's go ahead and read this comment from Dan. He says, marathon weekend for me. I ran my first marathon back in 2019.
Awesome. And
congratulations, Dan. And that is a great weekend. I heard the weather was perfect, unlike 2020. So awesome that you were able to officially be a marathoner. That is a huge accomplishment that not a lot of people get to do. So super, super awesome. All right. So back to our question. Gina, where's your favorite place to stay?
So I have never stayed during the race weekend, but I think I want to stay somewhere central. So probably Saratoga Springs or Old Key West, because then you're kind of central to either location and you can get back faster and avoid all those people.
Nice. Yeah, I always like to say that Old Key West and Saratoga are the most practical for all four, just because they are in the middle.
Yeah, I think that central location would be the best.
Yeah, that's awesome. All right, yeah. Brad.
And for me, it sounds like it's really close, but it's a little bit trickier. But I still like to stay Boardwalk area. I like to stay Beach Club or Boardwalk. But people understand, it makes it sound like I think somebody even mentioned it. You think you can walk back? You can't. You can't. You have to ride. So, but I still like to stay in the Boardwalk area.
Nice. Yeah. Boardwalk, you cannot beat the location, especially for Princess and Marathon. You're literally right there. Mm-hmm. So can't beat that. Mm-hmm. All right. Amy, what's your favorite?
So I like Boardwalk for the January and February. So for Marathon weekend and Princess, I like Boardwalk or Beach Club. Anybody who's run a lot of these races can give you a transportation nightmare story. So, you know, they were stuck on a bus. They missed their starting. They had to run to their corral. So the Boardwalk and Beach Club are right around the corner from the starting line. And after the race, you can walk back to your resort. You don't have to wait for a bus full of sweaty people. So you can walk back. And then for Wine and Dine, I'd really like to stay in Polynesian or Grand Floridian because I'd love to walk to the starting line. It's all about transportation for me. We did Bay Lake Tower one year thinking it would be great to be on the monorail, but it's a long haul from Bay Lake Tower over to the monorail in the morning, and then once you're done, walking all the way back to the monorail in the Epcot parking lot to get back to your resort. So I don't know that I would do a monorail resort again for marathon weekend.
Yeah, there's a lot of people out there that tell horror stories of monorail during a marathon. That's
just like too crowded.
It's
too crowded.
Too crowded. It's crazy.
Definitely.
I think people definitely forget that Polynesian is actually the only place that you can walk from your room to the starting line because you have that walkway to the TTC. Mm-hmm. Technically, you can still do it from Grand Floridian, even though it might be about a mile or 2 miles because it's on the south side of the parking lot towards the more towards the arches. So it's not like right there next to the monorail. So it could be a little bit of a hike.
Which would make a nice warm up walk, like a walk and back afterwards. That would be so much fun.
It's, yeah, that's not so much fun when you just ran dopey and you got to walk back. But and it actually, those races actually finish in Epcot. So either way, whether you're still on the monorail, you got to take the monorail, or I believe they still do buses, even though you have the monorail option. So that's also worth noting. But all right, Vicky, which is your favorite DVC resort to stay at?
So I've never stayed either for a race. I'm with Amy where I just want the quickest transportation, the most like least headache one. Disneyland, the resort there was really good for the marathons because you would park at Downtown Disney and the race would end at Downtown Disney. So you just walked up. So it was a big difference. But I think just wherever I want to stay for my trip after the marathon, I would just stay at that hotel. Whatever, but I would have to make sure that it wasn't like the absolute nightmare that Amy's talking about. So,
yeah, definitely. Again, when you're running these big race distances, you want to be as close as possible because you're running a lot of miles. Mm-hmm. Your legs can get tired. So that's probably why.
Can I add another thing about Boardwalk and Beach Club? For the races you're not running, it's great to be able to spectate. There's not a lot of places that you can spectate, especially if you don't have park tickets for whatever reason. And it's really nice to be able to go out and cheer people on for the 10K, the half, and the full. And I think the 5K during marathon weekend. I think they all hit the boardwalk at some point.
That's cool. That's great.
That is cool. That is a great point that you don't necessarily have to be a runner to participate in a Run Disney weekend. They have this thing called Cheer Squad where you pay a certain amount. Usually it's around $89. You get VIP seating up on the rails. If you have a family member who's running the race, I know whenever I run Dopey or Goofy, I know my family is going to be part of that because I want everyone there cheering me on for my first marathon. So that definitely that's a huge perk. For me, best DVC resort, it's a tricky one. For the ones that start off in the Magic Kingdom or TTC area, I got to go with Wilderness Lodge just because it is the cheapest Magic Kingdom resort. It's not as expensive as BLT, Poly, or Grand Flow. Or if you're a Bay Lake Tower owner and can grab a standard view room, I would also highly recommend that one. It's great. Us non-owners probably can't get in there in a standard view room, but it is good. For that. For those that start off or finish in Epcot, you cannot beat Boardwalk, Beach Club, or even Riviera. You're right there. You can walk back, like Amy said, after the race, and you'll be in the hot tub quicker than other people will be at their resorts or swimming in the pool. That's what I like to do after a race, is swim in the pool and get the legs and the blood circulation going. So that's definitely, those are the ones that I would definitely recommend. So let's hop back in and see what the crowd says. We got Marianne, the Saratoga Springs, our biggest Saratoga Springs fan here says, when I finally go, I will stay at SFR for the spa.
Such a shock.
It's centrally located, so you can't go wrong.
It is.
Keep in mind, guys, that there's only two locations where you can do Census Spa, and that's going to be Grand Floridian and Saratoga. So I don't think there's any better way to finish off a race than with a spa treatment. Mm-hmm. So, and then LG Runs the World says, during the 2020 marathon weekend, our bus driver got lost on the ride from Caribbean Beach to the half marathon. I ended up having to run to the start line. Talk about a warm up there. So, man, LG Runs the World. I'm sorry for that. I've never experienced that, but hopefully they would have started the race late if it was Disney transportation for you. But I don't, Amy, you're more seasoned than I am. Have you ever heard of that one before?
I think it was last year's marathon or was a half marathon. They didn't hold the start, but they'll let you get in. I mean, there's corrals A through P. You just hop in. It's a bummer if you're a fast runner and you have to start in one of those last corrals. It becomes a whole new challenge.
Yes.
Yeah, especially when you're paying the premium to stay at a Disney resort. Like those moderates and values, they really raise the prices for these weekends. Mm-hmm. So if you're paying a premium, you really want to be convenient. But
and unfortunately, LG, that's kind of a normal thing with, I hate to say it, with the bus drivers. I had a problem in 2019. When he had to try to get me to the airport and I almost missed my flight, but there's so many of the drivers that are not Disney drivers.
Mm-hmm. Right.
They have to get so many bus drivers, and there are a bunch of people that they don't know the areas. They don't know the routes. No.
No, because they charter, Mears charters more bus drivers than they used to.
So I had to, come from Polynesian where a bunch of us guys had had breakfast. And then I had to get over to, I think I was at Old Key West, and he could not get across because they had all the roads blocked. And he had tried every avenue, went clear out to the highway and tried to come back. And finally says, I got one last place to look. And if I can't do it there, sir, I don't know what to do. And all my luggage was at the hotel waiting.
My God. That's why I included this question, because I have heard time in and time out of, you know, traffic and stuff. So I always try to be as close to the start line as possible, because you train sometimes a year in advance for these races. You spend all the points and the money to be there, and the last thing that you want to happen is to be late. So that's exactly why I included this question. So thank you, LG, for talking about that. Then we got Dan over here saying all of the people cheering are awesome, especially all of the fun signs. They help me so much more than they know. And I totally agree. You see some really funny signs as you're running through the courses, especially on the boardwalk and beach club area. Any of you guys see any funny signs? I know I saw one that was, this race is easier than getting a Rise of the Resistance boarding pass. And I was just laughing so hard when I saw that one. What about you guys? You guys see any funny signs?
I can't remember. I did. I just like seeing the kids, and they're all dressed up and they're super cute cheering us on. That's what I remember.
Yeah.
I'm sorry. Go ahead.
No, go ahead, Chad. I mean, Brad.
Brad Chad. I wasn't the funny signs that I remember, but I remember we were talking pre-show. I ran in the last Disneyland half marathon, and it was a horrible heat wave. We got in one notch from them shutting the whole race off. We got to black level. People were dropping like flies. And there was people, because in the Disneyland half marathons, you run out in the city streets for parts of it. And so kind of what you were talking about, Vicky, where you're not around Disney. You run through Angel Stadium, and we were coming down a street, and there was literally people coming out of their apartment buildings with bowls of ice cubes and popsicles and handing them to the racers who were just about to collapse, going, keep it up, you're doing great. And it was pretty cool. It was a pretty cool experience.
That's awesome. Yeah, I know last marathon weekend, the day of the marathon, I think the start was 85 degrees. And in the videos that I saw afterwards, you see people with ice handing them over because it's tough. I heard it was real tough. And, you know, I'm glad that I love the crowd. They make everything so worth it. And it's awesome. It's really awesome. Then we got Chad saying here, no shock there, Marianne. I don't think any of us are. I think she would stay at SSR even if the race was kicking off in Animal Kingdom. So we definitely love our Saratoga Springs fans. So all right, well, that will bring me up to our next question, and this one is, what are the advantages to being a DVC member when running during one of these races? Again, loyalty definitely has its perks. Disney does a good job of making sure their most loyal fan base gets taken care of, DVC members and APs. So Gina, what's a good advantage for you to running?
So since we're California, it's just being able to have that priority race registration, because I don't need to worry about staying anywhere. It's really having that priority registration that's going to be the best benefit of being a DVC member or an annual pass holder.
Nice. Yeah. I know a lot of people think that when there's a Walt Disney World race, that you have to be a Walt Disney World annual pass holder to get priority. And that is not the case. As long as you are a domestic annual pass holder in California or here in Disney World, you get that priority. And that is really a nice perk. So Brad, what's your favorite perk?
Well, that's the early registration is by far the best. But the second part is when you're staying in a DVC resort, it's a lot easier to carb load when you can be making your own food. It's trickier to find a place where you can eat the right foods. If you're trying to follow that principle and really do, you're eating the right way to help with your racing, which with an old fart like me, I need all the help I can get. So so I like having my own kitchen and ability to cook pasta and my own meals and be ready.
Yeah, that is definitely a great perk. A lot of these races kick off around 5:30 in the morning. So you're pretty much, and if you're like me, you're out the door at 3 a.m. There's likely not going to be a quick service option at your resort. So it's really nice to have a full kitchen or even a microwave in the studios. It makes the world of a difference because other hotel rooms don't have a microwave. I like to load up on pasta. So I'll buy pasta the night before at a quick service, leave it in the microwave or in the fridge, and then warm it up at 2:30 in the morning so I can run my race. Yep.
That's awesome.
So, all right, Amy, what's your favorite perk?
Yeah, I mean, the same thing that everyone else said, the priority registration and also having a kitchen, but also, Jake, you were saying how they raise the prices for a lot of the moderate and value resorts for those weekends, and just knowing that you have a place to stay and it's not going to cost you an arm and a leg, and having that the 11-month booking window is really nice.
Yeah, definitely having an 11-month booking window makes the world of a difference as a DVC member. I know I appreciate that because 7-month mark, you're not getting in anywhere pretty much. Even Saratoga Springs, which has the most availability, the owners will take that up for a Run Disney weekend. So that's an awesome point. Vicky, what's another advantage that you like?
Same as Amy. I was looking forward to booking at 11 months when I finally do a race down at Florida. So I'm a fairly new member, about a year, but that was like a really exciting perk. So I knew I could secure a room no matter what. Maybe it's not the resort I want to stay at, but I'm on property. And that was like a big deal.
Nice. Yeah, for me, definitely. While it'd be nice if I owned at one of the monorail resorts, I do own at Saratoga, Animal Kingdom, and Poly. Well, yeah, I do own at Poly. But Saratoga Springs works out perfect for me, being central. So that's why I think it's awesome having priority there. For me, the biggest advantage, again, I'm going to go with the early registration. Even though they only give about 10% of the bib allotment in that time, it's always better to have two chances rather than one. Mm-hmm. And if you don't get in during early registration, you get a second try. It's not like it's a one and done deal for you. So definitely that's my favorite perk. And like I said before, having a microwave is just makes the world of a difference for a runner. And also staying deluxe, you have a fitness center on property. That's what some people forget about. I love doing the treadmill the day before a race to get the blood going and everything. And then I love being able to go into a resort that has a hot tub afterwards, like Amy was mentioning. Yeah, and you can only get that at a DVC resort or Coronado Springs, of course, which has is the only moderate that has a gym. So for me, that's a huge benefit and you can't beat that.
So. Weren't there a couple DVCs that were selling guaranteed Run Disney weeks?
Yes, I totally forgot to mention that. Grand Floridian, I remember one year when I was running Princess, and that was the same year that they were selling Grand Floridian. You can get a guaranteed week at Grand Floridian, and they sell that. I totally forgot to mention that. Yeah, and Grand Floridian's, again, perfect for Princess. So I totally understand why they did it, and that's awesome. If you know that you're going to run every year or you're part of a run club, like I know some other run clubs, they do this every year, go ahead and just get a guaranteed week, and that way you don't even have to worry about the 11th-month mark.
Yeah.
So now we have Carl Vincent saying, do you have to have a blue card for early registration? According to the DVC website, yes, you do. It is considered a membership extra. I have heard of people being able to do it as a white card member and the system letting them in, but technically, according to the website, it is considered a membership extra and you have to have your blue card. So that's the best answer. I don't know if anybody here was able to register as a white card member before you guys became blue card members.
I did annual pass, so.
I always do annual pass just to play it safe because I am a white card holder and I don't want to take my chances, but it is worth trying. If you don't have an annual pass, you got nothing to lose by just trying it. Worst thing they can tell you is no. And then we got Chad telling us guaranteed week for Run Disney started when Copper Creek went on sale. Okay, so I totally thought it was Grand Floridian, but it could have been Copper Creek as well. And that's an awesome, awesome perk for
being. Well, it is also included with, I was just pulling that up because I knew there was other ones. Grand Floridian, Polynesian, and Copper Creek are the three that show they sold guaranteed weeks.
Wow.
Okay. So yeah. So Grand Flow did. So Grand Flow, Copper Creek. Perfect. Yeah. So those two, if you would have, I don't know if they're still
Polynesian. Polynesian.
And Polynesian. So Copper Creek's not sold out yet. I don't know if they're still doing that, but it's awesome. If you can go ahead and get that, who knows, maybe when Disneyland Towers selling out and they'll bring back the races and they could go ahead and do that.
I like the way you think.
Yeah. And then Chad telling me. Yeah.
Chad's got so much info here.
He does. And, looking it up. Great.
And Alani started Guaranteed Weeks.
That's true. I forgot about Alani. Yeah.
Run Disney Events was introduced at Copper Creek and then BRR Riviera.
Wow. Riviera Resort.
So, okay.
So which ones would work for Riviera would be the best weekends?
Probably the ones that leave out of Epcot.
Okay.
You're so central Riviera, I think it falls under that most practical category that you can go north to south to east to west because you never know where they're gonna when they're gonna bring new races. I know a couple years ago we had the Jingle Jam run that started off in Animal Kingdom, so you can't beat being right in the middle. So
that's very
Jingle Jam. Mm-hmm.
Yep. Yeah, it was a jingle. I never did it. It was like I think it was a 2-year deal. It was over Christmas. Amy, you might know more than I.
Part of Wine and Dine. The 5K for Wine and Dine was jingle was, Christmas theme, even though it was like
cute.
Almost 2 months before Christmas.
I remember that race. Yeah, I totally remember when they were doing that out in Animal Kingdom, and then they stopped doing Animal Kingdom races. So who knows? Maybe we'll see them back. LG Runs the World says when the races come back, it will be very challenging to register. The pent up demand to run around the world is real.
Right.
Trust me, Wine and Dine in 2021, if that happens, I'm going to have like 7 devices going at once for registration, and I'll probably be calling my friend Amy for like therapy during it. So I can't agree more with you. And then Derek Birdsell is telling us, don't they leave out of Epcot now? No, Wine and Dine back in 2017 or 18 started doing transportation and ticket center as well as Star Wars or whatever Star Wars will become in 2022. I know they used to start in Epcot, most of them, and then they went ahead and changed them because what happens is that they wanted to include Animal Kingdom and Hollywood Studios as part of the route. And the only way to do that for a half is you got to start up north and not in Epcot. So that's why you miss out on the castle when you're doing those two races, but you get Animal Kingdom, Hollywood Studios, and Epcot. So you actually get more park time. More parks during those, but I like that. I like that they split it up that way. If you like MK, do those 2 weekends, and if you're more of an Animal Kingdom person, you have 2 options there. 100%. So I guess that now that we got through our crowd, that'll bring us to our next question, and it's 2-part question. For first timers, what would be your dream or preferred race to start? Or if you're a veteran, what's your dream race, something that you haven't done before, maybe even something that's on your bucket list? So Gina, what's your bucket list race?
Well, I have to say, first of all, I love the 10Ks. I think they're the perfect length. So that's my dream race is the 10K. And then I want to do the Wine and Dine. That has been on my list before I was a DVC member when I started doing the Run Disney events. Wine and Dine is definitely there. So when it comes back, I'll be booking it also. I hope it's 2022 though, not 2021. Because we already have our scheduled 50th.
Mm-hmm. I always hear that 10K is the perfect distance. It's not too short, mm-hmm. not too long, and you do get a good amount of park time. If you stretch it out like I do and make it like into a 2-hour race and cross the line with the balloon movies, we'll get into that story later on. But 10K is perfect. All right, Brad, what about you?
And so in the beginning, I really, we got into to do half marathons, but we've kind of moved on from there. And if it's my dream race, then it's the same one we ran last year. If I can do that every year, I'm good to go. We went to Disney World and we ran the 10K. And then we went from there to Castaway Key and ran the Castaway Key Challenge, and that is the coolest medal I've ever gotten right there.
Yeah.
That's really cool. It's got the Alien. Wheel and it spins.
Wow.
It's got a moving spinny thing.
That's after I do that Wine and Dine. I'll do the I'm on a cruise. I don't want to run when I'm on my cruise.
And Vicky, you can do a 5K there and just on the cruise.
Yeah.
But boy, when you do that challenge, it's just so cool because you've had a couple days to kind of recoup. And now you're on the cruise, you're relaxing. And a 5K is, if you're a runner, 5K is pretty easy and laid back on the island. It's not timed. And it's just a cool thing to add into your cruise. So
Yes, sure. Definitely. I actually, for virtual marathon weekend, I signed up for the Castaway Challenge just because that's one I've never done before. Uh-huh. And I thought, what a better way to do it during a year where we just have live races. And it's super nice. If you go on the Run Disney blog, you could see all of the virtual medals. And I just thought it was perfect. It's awesome. So.
Nice.
All right, Amy, what's your dream race?
Sooner or later, I want to do Dopey. I've done the marathon here now twice, which I feel like is the biggest hurdle, knowing that I can do that. And I did the Enchanted, what was the Princess, the Fairy Tale Challenge. I did it the first year they offered it. And at the time, I didn't think a 10K and a half was really that big of a challenge. So I would be one of my crazy friends who wants to do it with me.
Hey, I'm with you.
My Dopey friend who's here right now just said nope.
Well, sign me up. Dopey, eventually, I got to get a couple more half marathons under my belt, will be an option. And I'm kind of jealous that you got to run Fairy Tale. I was scheduled for Fairy Tale this year before it went virtual. And then I ended up having to take a refund. It was going to be my first Princess Challenge. But
I always thought a good challenge would have been when Wine and Dine was still at night, if they did the 10K in the morning and then you had to do the half at night. That would have been a challenge. That would have been a fun, you know, how long can you stay up?
Yeah. Awesome. I would love to do a night race. I remember back when they did the Tower of Terror 10 miler, which I heard that was like the coolest Halloween spooky themed race. And they just, I think it lasted maybe 1 or 2 years only. It didn't last long. It was just a standalone race, no challenge. No, it wasn't even a weekend. It was just a standalone race. And I would have loved to do that. So, all right, Vicky, what is your dream race?
Well, I think I should like upgrade to a half marathon. I'm so lazy, so I just do the 10Ks, not just like the perfect length, but like I don't have to train at all. Like I should do something where maybe I need to like train a little more. And like just because I go really slow, like just in front of the balloon ladies, you can stop and take pictures and you know whatnot. Like I want to just enjoy like being there on property and doing a run and like that kind of a thing. And like I said earlier, the Castaway Challenge, it just sounds fun to do because you're doing land and boat. And then it's usually pretty hot, I heard, on Castaway Key, but it would like motivate me to do the 5K, you know, in the heat. So
nice. Yeah. And it's funny that you mentioned the balloon ladies. For those of you that don't know, the balloon ladies are these ladies. They are volunteers.
Only ladies.
And they're always the ladies. And yep, they are the Galloway, they're the Jeff Galloway Run Disney Club members. And they are the last ones to step off from the race. So your 16-minute mile starts when they cross the finish line. So if you're in Corral A, you can actually be a little bit slower. Or you can be like me, who was in Corral D for Princess 10K in 2020. And I decided to do every single character stop. And I actually crossed the line with the balloon ladies right next to me. And it was terrifying because I was like, do I want a picture with Hunchback and Notre Dame or do I want what? And I was actually with the security guards as well, who are on the bikes telling you, hey, you need to pick up the pace. Yeah. And I'm like, I'll just sprint. It's fine. Let me get my photo and I'll move on. But they're not terrifying at all. They just encourage you to keep going and just try to not be behind them. Because if you're behind them, you are at risk of being swept on a bus or a golf cart. And really, that's the only time you really need to worry about that is for the half marathon or marathon. For the 5K, unless you're like crawling on your knees, I think you're fine. You should be able to cross the finish line. And they're a little more lenient. It's really when you get into the big distances that you got to really keep up that time.
Yeah.
So that's funny that you mentioned that. For me, my dream race would be to do every single challenge, to do 2-course challenge, and maybe, I'm saying maybe, Goofy or the Dopey challenge. Dopey's kind of difficult for those that don't know. That's the one where you do the 5K, the 10K, the half marathon, and then the big one, the 26.2 full marathon. You get 6 medals. It is the ultimate Run Disney challenge. And I would love to do that to just get all the medals. Another thing I would love to do is have the opportunity to be perfect at a race. Perfect is when you've done every single race or challenge since the year that it started. So now with the 2022 re-theme of Star Wars, this can give people the opportunity to finally be perfect at something. And I know I'm looking forward to that because when Run Disney started, I wasn't even born yet. So I could not have been perfect at a marathon. But that's for me. That's my bucket list. Let's go back into the crowd and see what's going on. We got Derek asking us, do AP or Disney Visa qualify for early registration, usually a occur so early? Yes, annual pass holders do qualify for early registration. It is usually on a Thursday. So regular registration for the general public will be on a Tuesday, and then APs will be the Thursday prior to that Tuesday. That's how it's always been. Granted, now with everything going on, they could change that, but it's about 5 days before, and the allotment is 10%, around 10% for how much they allot. Derek is also saying, I was supposed to run the January half in 2016. I blew out my ankle. Oh. So sorry for you, Derek, man. And then 2017 was canceled. We all remember when the lightning storms came in. Again, like he said, the right call. And in the future, it's 5K or a 10K at Disney, so I can have energy for the park. And I totally agree with that.
I agree also.
Good point.
Yeah, when you're running a challenge, I don't think you could schedule anything in the park. Usually when I do one, I'll only schedule it for pictures because I just don't have the energy, especially for a challenge. You're waking up 2, 3, 4 days in a row early. It's just a lot on your body. It's a lot on your legs. And you really got to rest up and not be so much on the parks, which is why I look at it as two completely different vacations. You have your regular vacations and what I like to call your racecations because you treat them both completely different.
Yeah.
And check then out LGs.
Oh, yeah. Go ahead. You got Derek saying that the dream would possibly be Wine and Dine 10K. It's usually my birthday weekend.
I'll celebrate with you. I'll go down there, Derek, and we'll all celebrate.
Well, my points group run for the 10K. This year I really wanted it to happen because it was Villains and I thought that was incredible. And you had Oogie Boogie and Jack as the challenge people on, and Ursula the evil queen, even Yzma from The Emperor's New Groove was the 5K. So hopefully they bring that back in the future. But yeah, that's definitely a dream race for all of us. And then we have LG Runs the World saying the Disney Paris races are fantastic.
The 5K one.
I would love to do that one. The reason I haven't mentioned it yet is because there are no DVC resorts in Paris, and it is a bit of a trek for most people. But I would love to go ahead and kill two birds with one stone there and do Paris and then go ahead and do the races. So I think that's awesome.
I will tell you, I've looked into it, and it's like a lot of the other things. When you use your points for other resorts, it's not a great deal. But it actually is closer to a reasonable deal in Paris and their resorts, I thought. Cool. Only because Paris resorts are tricky the way that they charge for their cash rooms and stuff. So, but
you got to do your conversions and that way. I know I've looked into it before. I've looked at staying at Disney's Newport Bay Resort. When I was looking into just doing research, and that one's kind of similar to Yacht Club. And I know that's once a lot of where the runners stay at for that race will stay there because it's moderately priced and near the parks. But that's a whole other episode, Disneyland Paris race. It's a different website, not even the regular run site. So, and that is perfect because that brings me up to my next point. Is it's a bonus one. So if for the we learned a couple weeks ago with the Star Wars Rival Run transition to virtual, they put in at the bottom, you really had to have been reading, that 2022 will be undergoing a retheme. And that's it. We didn't get any other information. So pretty much anything is possible. So we're going to go ahead and do a little bit of a forecasting here to see what we think is going to happen in 2022. So Gina, what's happening in 2022?
So here's my thinking, because our Pixar run was such a success that the Disney World Run Disney is going to go with the Pixar theme, but I think they're going to do Toy Story. So they'll do the Woody run, then they'll do the Buzz Lightyear half marathon, whatever. Then they'll have like Ham's 5K, something like that. So that's my choice. It's Pixar, but I'm going to narrow it down to Toy Story.
Yep. I will not complain for that. You know how much I love my Pixar. And that race sold out so fast. I remember watching it. Mm-hmm. And I think it would sell excellent. Because the reason I think why they're retheming it is it's just a fact. Star Wars always sold out the slowest out of the four. Granted, it is in April when it is a lot warmer. So I could totally see them moving up the date to somewhere it's a little bit colder. But it was time for a retheme. So we'll see. Brad, what are you thinking for 2022?
Well, it breaks my heart because the one that I haven't done that I've most dreamed about getting medals along that line is Star Wars, because I'm such a huge Star Wars guy. I'm a geek when it comes to that, but I've never been able to run it. And I'm with you. I think the main reason they're changing it, they're trying to do something different, is it has nothing to do with the fact that it's Star Wars themed. It's that it's April themed. I don't want to run. But if we're going to retheme, I want to go the direction of the villains. I'm with you, Jake. I'm just sick. I did not see that virtual until it was sold out, or I'd have snatched that up so fast. Those medals look so cool. So I just think I'd love to see the villains theme.
Yeah, I can totally see villains. I don't know if y'all remember, registration for the challenges and for the races for Wine and Dine was like the week before the pandemic started. And I've never seen Wine and Dine sell out so fast before. Mm-hmm. So I could see villains just being a great way to just guarantee a sellout. So who knows, Brad, mate, hopefully they listen to you.
Maybe. It'd be a first time, but hey.
Yeah. Hey, I think it'd be cool. You can have like Captain Hook's challenge, or I don't know. The possibilities are endless here.
Oh my gosh, yeah.
That'd be great. Yeah, it'd be so fun. And all the medals.
Yeah, it didn't even happen this year. So it's a perfect way to just renew it and give people a chance to run it in person. So Amy, what are you thinking for 2022?
I don't think they're gonna drop the Star Wars theme altogether. I think that they just were looking for a way to get rid of the light side, dark side challenge, since half that challenge was virtual because they stopped doing the races on the West Coast. I think they're just going to expand in more into the Star Wars universe, like with Mandalorian and the Clone Wars. And I could be wrong, but I don't think they're going to drop Star Wars altogether.
All right. I have heard that from a couple of people thinking that they would change it to maybe the Mandalorian or another type of Star Wars race and just dropping the rival run portion. I don't know how that would go with people who started the race the first year, because you're perfect on your fifth year and this would have been the fifth year. So It could be interesting if they let you still be perfect, or if they just want to totally retheme it to clarify that. But I've heard that before. Vicky, what are you thinking for a new race?
I think it's going to be Mandalorian. I really like Gina's Pixar idea. Like, that would probably be what I would want, but I think it's really hot right now that it would actually attract enough people, based on what I've seen for people really liking anything to do with Mandalorian whatsoever. You know, I think it would be a really big draw, maybe pull it like not so more toward the winter to be better for everybody. So we'll see what they do with it. But I'm just hoping they do something really fun. I don't want to say different. I don't think that's the point. It's just that I think just something that everybody would really enjoy.
Yeah, I agree with you. The pressure is definitely on for anybody who's in charge of retheming this race. Because, you know, the first three, all the three except for Star Wars, they all sell out super fast. And then you have Star Wars, which doesn't sell out so fast. Yeah. And I think a lot of it has to do with the day. Maybe they can put it in December or even March. I know April, it's also, yeah. I've seen a lot of videos of Star Wars races being very wet and rainy. So I think it's just time to retheme it. As for me, I'm hoping for a Pixar themed race. I love Pixar. I would love to do like an Incredibles themed run. There's so much. They can do something like they do with Princess Half Marathon, where every race is a different movie and it just rotates every single year. You can have Wall-E, the Good Dinosaur, Toy Story. It's just, I think there's just a lot to work with there. And even if you want to stick it in April, at least that will attract people to go ahead and do it. But first of all, my biggest prediction is that they're going to move it. They're going to move it to a time where it's better, where it's, you know, a lot cooler, a lot less chance of it being canceled and rained on. And who knows? We'll see. Let's go ahead and see what our crowd is thinking on. And Derek says the Avengers, bring that over.
Yes.
There it is. It was popular.
It sold out really quick.
Yeah.
I have heard that before, but I've also heard the argument that since Universal is right next door, Marvel.
Oh, they're not allowed to have it.
Have a legality or contractual.
That's accurate.
Yeah, to Disney World. But they can do it at Disneyland.
That's right.
Yep. Man, who knows? Maybe it's a year and a half away. Maybe they work something out.
Use Captain America, you can only use certain
IDs. Yeah, I don't know. Hopefully, I'm assuming we'll get a calendar soon, so I don't know if they can fix out those glitches that quick to be able to do a Marvel race just because you have Universal over there. But I like what you're thinking there, Derek. It's on a different wavelength. And then he also says Mistress of Evil running all the villain races. And all of us, I think we'll agree with that.
Yeah.
That would be so fun.
Yep, for the virtual half marathon, the Evil Queen was very well the featured character on the half, and that's just awesome. And then we got Dan over here saying, Grogu, go fast, run, LOL. And when it's that hot, I think you're going to want to go fast.
Yeah.
Yeah, so that is awesome that he still wants a Star Wars race. I'm all for it. I know all the Star Wars fans, they really want to keep their Star Wars race. But we'll see. And especially those who have ran it 4 years in a row and are so close to being perfect, I feel bad for them. But who knows? Yeah. Anything can happen. Hopefully we'll get a calendar here real, real soon. And with that, anybody got anything left on Run Disney?
I want to give a plug for volunteering. So if your family runs or if you don't want to run all the races, they offer opportunities to volunteer, which are great. I've done it. I've done medals for the 10K, medals for the half, and I've also done course direction for the 10K 1 year. So the year I did medals for the 10K, I got to see every single person cross the finish line, and that was really cool. Like the winner to the person who came in, you know, at the end with the balloon ladies. So that was really fun to see.
Nice. Yeah, I've heard nothing but good things about volunteering for one of these races. I heard it's a very rewarding experience and it sells out. Am I correct, Amy? I've heard it sells out pretty quick.
Faster than the race.
I believe faster than the race.
Yeah.
And that's awesome. I love seeing things like that. It's a big part of why I love Run Disney is it's just you hear so many stories, you see a lot of things. And, you know, it warms my heart. And with that, I want to say congratulations to everybody who is running the races virtual. All of our virtual marathoners, our goofies, our dopeies. Congratulations in advance for those of you like me who have not ran our races yet. And congratulations to Amy who ran it at Disney World.
and you know, that's a cool idea.
Yeah,
I still got to run my virtual races. As soon as my medals get here, I'll probably start doing those. But and with that, join us on Patreon to be able to have access to the Discord for Chad's hard ticket event party, which is exclusive for Patreon. So make sure you're signed up for Patreon so you can join that. We've been having a lot of fun the last couple of weeks chatting about Disney, just getting to know you guys. This gives us an opportunity to, you know, interact with the community and get to know you guys a little bit better. And next week, like we had on our banner, the top reasons you will love Disney's Hilton Head Island Resort. We have Chad, who's there right now. He's doing a lot of research for us, getting us all of the information so that we know what to do when we go to Hilton Head.
You'll see Amy again next week, too. You'll be there.
I know I will probably be sitting that one out. I have been to Hilton Head, and we got hockey season starting up on Sunday with opening night. But I know you have a lot of fun stuff in store for that show. And we got LG Run saying, great show. Thanks for all the panelists for sharing. Of course.
Hey, thank you for joining us tonight.
We all love running Disney and we all love talking Disney. So with that, I guess we will see you real soon next week for Hilton Head. Bye, folks. Have a great week.
Ladies and gentlemen, please watch your head and step as you exit, and take small children by the hand.
Aw, cheer up, Dad. You know I'll come back. With DVC.
My DVC Points is an unofficial Disney-inspired podcast created by fans of Disney Vacation Club. The thoughts expressed in this podcast are personal opinions and personal experiences. My DVC Points is not affiliated with Disney Vacation Club, the Walt Disney Companies, or any subsidiaries. We encourage listeners to contact their DVC guide or member services for official DVC policies.